I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver, British Columbia at thecommentary.ca. Seven Tyrants Theatre's next production, opening on Friday, is Doubt, a Parable. The John Patrick Shanley play will be staged at Tyrant Studios at 1019 Seymour atop the historic Penthouse nightclub. Tallulah Winkleman joins me now. She plays the role of Sister Aloysius, a Bronx school principal who takes matters into her own hands when she suspects that young Father Flynn is having improper relations with one of the male students. A lot of us might be familiar with the play because of the 2008 film starring Meryl Streep and Philip Seymour Hoffman. This production runs from Friday the 23rd through to the 14th of December. Visit tickets.tyrantstudios.com for tickets and more information. The production is directed by Bill Devine and also stars David Thomas Newham, Olivia Lang, and Liza D'Aguilar. Please welcome to the Plant Online program to Tallulah Winkleman. Ms. Winkleman, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So you've worked with Seven Tyrants Theater before, is that right?
That's right. We've done a couple of shows. We did Good Woman of Such Song at the Chinese Garden, and we did the Beggar's Opera together.
And they're doing such great work, especially with this space as well, right?
Oh yeah, it's amazing. The space is really—it's a really special place to be able to work. It's just drenched in history. You can kind of feel all the presence that has been there. And then also just spaces are quite rare in town right now to have a little corner you can do art in. It's amazing.
And the intimate intimacy of it, because it is not a large space. I mean, that must lend itself well for a show like Doubt.
Absolutely. The show I just finished doing, I did Lady Esther at the Gateway Theater, which was, you know, this huge cast of women and in this huge theater. And so everything was just so, you know, hitting the back of the house was quite something. And then coming here, you can almost whisper on stage and fill the room.
Yeah. I've seen the play, and obviously, like a lot of people have seen the movie. You've got great scenes with each of the three other actors.
Yeah.
And so what is that like to do in a space like the one that you'll be performing in, having the words of Shanley, which is just brilliant dialogue. It works like clockwork. What's that experience going to be like for those of us who are going to see the show?
Well, I think clockwork is actually a really excellent description. Like, every single line turns the plot forward a bit. There is so much momentum. There's no wasted space. So it's just so succinct. There's not a throwaway line.
Yeah.
And I had the privilege of playing this character who really drives the action. She's just constantly pushing forward into the future, which is a really exciting thing to do as an actor, to just be so active on every line.
Yeah. Do you worry, though, that a lot of people will come and see this expecting what they saw in the film?
You know, the thing about even this play and the film is that our understanding of the times and the world around us is changing so fast. So, you know, when Shanley wrote this play, what had just happened was this spotlight in Boston.
Oh, yeah.
And you can really see in the play, you can see that he's reacting to that. But here we are, so that was 2002, and then he wrote the play in 2004, and it premiered in 2005. But here we are in 2018, and we've had Pennsylvania, and we've had actually just in the news this week, I don't know if you were seeing these boys from a Catholic school in Toronto here,
right,
in Canada are being charged.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that our understanding is changing so fast that we can't help but understand the play in a new way as well. So to me, the play opened in a certain space and time, and then the movie happened in a certain space and time, and here we are. We're still, again, it's this idea of pushing forward into the future. It's like the momentum is so great that we can't expect it, the play to stay the same because it takes place in our world. You know, like it, we are together collectively, the actors and the audience, we're all together in a new world.
Especially in light of Me Too as well. The play can be seen in this new light, and I think that's what will make it what makes it relevant today, and fortunately relevant today.
Absolutely, I think that's a very great point because so much is connected to these women in the church that have they were given so much that they had no power. And how different would it have been if they had power, if they had a voice, if they had a way to act? And that's what Sister Aloysius, my character, is struggling against, is her powerlessness. And you're right, that in this year after the Me Too movement, we're really looking at powerlessness and what that has led to.
Now, your director in this production is Bill Devine. What discussions have you all as a cast had with him about the material, about the Shanley work itself?
Yeah, we've talked a lot about the history and the climate that this play came out of, the 60s, and you know, what was the understanding then, and what was happening in that time and in that space, and the civil rights movement and how that affected everything. We've talked a lot about that, and of course, what happened in the church, and those kind of discussions. Yeah.
And as I said a moment ago, it's a small cast. There are four of you.
Yeah.
And there are four very different parts for four very different roles, yet it all comes together because the interactions that say you have with each of the other three. I mean, it's exciting to think of when I think back to when I've seen this on stage or the movie.
Yes.
What a role that is to get to and the words that you get to say to each of these three characters.
I agree. Yes, and she's a very, you know, I think that she's a flawed character, of course. But she really is a hero in a way. And, you know, she has a lot to learn from the people around her, even still, you know, this young man and Mrs. Muller, her person, just knocks her right off her center, because she has no way of understanding that woman's life at that point.
Yeah. Have you seen other productions, say, on stage?
I haven't, no. Yeah. No, I watched a little bit of interviews with Carrie Jones, who is the actress who premiered this role on Broadway and ran it for quite a long time. So it's been interesting to hear her talk about it and John Patrick Stanley talk about the play as well and what they performed it.
No, the costume itself that you'll be wearing. Will you be in a full habit?
Yes. Yeah.
What's that like to have to don that night after night? And
yeah, I'm still honestly getting into, you know, I'm wearing it as much as I can in rehearsal and really kind of live in it because that's what this woman does. Is
yeah.
Live in it. And it's certainly not something that I'm used to wearing in my normal life. But it is a big part of the world and how that character sort of moves through the world.
And how that character is seen and perceived by everyone around her.
Yes.
Yeah. You mentioned Le Bel Sur recently. I remember when that came out, I had its director on the show to talk about that production, and you mentioned that it was a large cast. Have you found it difficult, say, staying in this part of the world and making a living as you do?
It's definitely, you know, there's not a lot of security. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I ask that question because it's not just in your line of work, but I think a lot of us are talking about how unaffordable it is to live here, and I'm assuming that those challenges are acute in the arts.
Absolutely, and that kind of goes back to where we started with this venue.
Mm.
So, you know, here we are in the attic of a strip club, and it's because it's one of the last, like, you know, we're looking for these little nooks and crannies. How do we sort of flourish as artists? And kind of face in what is a hugely unaffordable city.
It's been a while since I've seen Doubt on stage as well as the movie. And if I'm trying to remember correctly, like a lot of people, I didn't know what to think at the end of it in terms of who I believed in the sort.
Right.
Is that something that... Well, I think I know who I believe, but I mean, I remember watching it and thinking... That it really is open-ended for the viewer, for the person sitting in the theater, and that must be fun to be on stage and having to contend with that.
Yes, very much, because the argument of the play and the fight of these characters, what they're trying to prove, is very alive, because the play isn't going to solve it for us.
Yeah.
We're going to have to fight for it from the audience. And so it really makes, it just really brings that to life. And I think that is part of the play, is what's going to happen after the play as, you know, these people leave the theater and hopefully go sit down and talk to each other and start to talk about, you know, what did they make of that and why, and what are their doubts and what are their certainties. That's a big part about this play, is leaving that argument open in the air.
And that's you mentioned the play's genesis, that it's been almost 20 years now.
Mm-hmm.
It does stand up today as it did then, if not more so. I mean, this play is really one of the great works of our time, isn't it?
I absolutely agree. Yeah, I do. I think so.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your time today to talk about your work and your part in this, and as I say, in your business break, like, I appreciate your time.
Oh, great. Thanks so much.
Doubt is on at the Tyrant Studios, 1019 Seymour Street. That's above the Penthouse Nightclub. The 23rd of November through to the 14th of December. Visit tickets.tyrantstudios.com. Tallulah Winkleman, join me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plata.